This show is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Did the U.S. government really impose export controls on its own AI model?
On June 15th, more than 120 cybersecurity experts sent an open letter to the U.S. Commerce Department calling for them to reverse the export controls on Anthropic's latest model, Flobble 5. The trigger was a third-party research report, which included something called a jailbreak that was basically the prompt, fix this code, plus some manual steps. Being able to fix bugs is a core feature of a coding model. It's not a weapon.
Who signed that letter?
Katie Masouris, CEO of Ruta Security, led the effort. Current security executives like Alex Stamos, former Facebook's head of security, and Joe Levy, CEO of Sophos, signed on. Masouris actually read the research report directly and verified what they were calling a jailbreak before drafting the letter. Anthropic is pushing back by saying they get the same results from other public models like GPT 5.5.
What's the White House saying?
Over the weekend on June 14th and 15th, Anthropic co-founder Tom Brown and policy lead Sarah Heckett met with White House officials. But as of the 17th, there's still no timeline for lifting the controls. Developer Simon Willison blogged about how defenders need to be able to ask AI models to fix bugs and write patch tests. And the R Street Institute released a statement the same day, criticizing how the export controls are being applied.